AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Diplomats are trying to arrange for talks between the U.S. and Iran. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The first round last weekend failed to reach an agreement. President Trump tells the New York Post a second round could happen over the next 2 days. One foreign diplomat says both sides have agreed, while two U.S. officials say talks about the talks are still happening. UN Chief Antonio Guterres says another meeting is vital.
Peace agreements require persistent engagement and political will.
Meantime, Central Command says no vessels have made it through a U.S. blockade of Iran's ports in the first full day. A spokesman says 399 U.S. troops have been wounded in the war overall, three seriously. 13 have been killed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, in Washington, there are talks between Israel and Lebanon for the first time in decades. They talked about Israel's offensive against Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon. Yahiel Leiter is Israel's U.S. ambassador.
What gives me hope is the fact that the Lebanese government made it very clear that they will no longer be occupied by Hezbollah. And Iran has been weakened. Hezbollah is dramatically weakened. This is an opportunity.
Hezbollah opposes the direct talks and isn't represented. A California woman says she was raped by Congressman Eric Swalwell in 2018 and now plans to make a report to law enforcement. Swalwell has denied prior accusations of sexual assault by another woman. The California Democrat says he'll resign from Congress and has dropped out of the race for governor in California. A grand jury in Florida has indicted a doctor on manslaughter charges for allegedly removing a patient's liver instead of his spleen during surgery in 2024. This is AP News. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney secures a majority government,
allowing his Liberals to pass legislation without the support of opposition parties. This comes after voters cast ballots Monday for three vacant seats in Parliament. In his first new act, he told the country Tuesday in an address carried by CTV he would be suspending the fuel tax in response to the Iran war.
Today's cut to the fuel excise tax is a responsible, temporary measure consistent with what it takes to build a stronger economy, a more affordable economy, combined with sound fiscal management.
Carney's government is the first in Canada's history to switch from a minority to a majority between elections. Last year, he won the country's national elections, fueled by public anger over President Trump's annexation threats over Greenland and trade war. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.